Do Brahmavadis know that there is something ultimate beyond Brahman, or do they consider Brahman itself to be the ultimate? Both possibilities are there. Some Brahmavadis may consider Brahman to be ultimate and they may aspire for that. Now, if we look at the example of the Kumaras, when they went to Vaikuntha, they were born from Brahmaji, and then they were great sages right from the birth. When they started traveling all over the world, they came to Vaikuntha. Now, from the context, it's clear that they knew Vaikuntha and they knew about Lord Narayan. Now, the Bhagavatam itself does not very explicitly say what was their conception of Narayan before. But when it says Kimjal Kamishratul Seimakrandavayo Sankshobam Aksharam Jusha Apichitta Tanvo, he says that when Lord Vishnu came there, they got the fragrance of the lotus, of the tulsi from the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. And when that entered their ears, that they had their nostrils, what happened? It was so attractive, this fragrance, Sankshobam, they became agitated. Agitated from their impersonal meditation. So normally, if we consider impersonal meditation to be here, they were fixed in impersonal meditation. So they could not have been agitated by anything sensual, materially sensual. So what they were attracted, if they are agitated, that means they sense, oh, there must be greater pleasure here. So at that time, they became attracted to the Lord. So it could well be that they know about Vaikuntha, but they may not have an exact understanding of the total transcendence of Vaikuntha. Just like there are many devatas, so I think Vishnu is also a very exalted devata. And Prabhupada writes, I think in Krishna book, that sometimes even the other devatas think like this. They also do not always realize, they may think that Vishnu is the most powerful. But even the devatas sometimes may not always understand that Vishnu is the utterly, completely transcendental supreme being beyond Brahman also. So Maya can affect them also. So usually the Brahmavadis, either they don't know about the Bhagavan aspect, or they know, but they do not know its exaltedness. His exaltedness. And that's why they are not attracted. But if they associate with devotees or associate with the Lord, then the Lord's attractiveness, all attractiveness becomes manifest to them and they become attracted to the Lord. Does that address the question? So thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Krishna Prabhupada ki. Gaurabhakta.